ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Cliffo and Gabby's podcast is the complete package. Brand new Mazda BT50. It's the only ute that's a complete package.
A man went surfing in Tasmania, lost his surfboard. 4 years later, it's washed up in North Queensland, the other end of Australia. It was on Magnetic Island, which is just off off Townsville, 2,700 kilometres away. And to tell us more about it, we have physical oceanographer Edward Doddridge on with us right now. How are you, Edward?
Very well, thank you.
This is so interesting to us. So when we hear the story about this surfboard lost in Tasmania, washes up in North Queensland, like Gabby said, more than 2,500 kilometres away, there's 4 years in between it being lost and being found. You imagine it's just taken a slow sort of trek up the
coast.
East coast of Australia, but that's probably not the case.
That's right. So the reason that I don't think it's just gone up the east coast really slowly is that the main current on the east coast of Australia goes from the north to the south. If you've ever seen Finding Nemo, you'll know that he goes out into the East Australia Current with the cowabunga surfing turtles and heads south.
Yeah. Of course.
So where's it going?
Right. So I reckon, now we can't know exactly where it's gone. The ocean's very big and it's full of all sorts of flows going in all sorts of directions. But I reckon what's happened is it's gone east from Tasmania, maybe to New Zealand, maybe even past New Zealand. And then it's come north up in the Pacific before coming west back into Queensland.
That's just incredible. And the surfboard looks like it's in pretty good nick. There's a few barnacles that have attached themselves to it over the 4 years. But would the surfboard still be usable?
I have no idea. I'm afraid you'd have to ask a surfer about that.
Yeah. You're right. It's in pretty, like, it's covered in barnacles.
Yeah.
But aside from that, it looks in pretty good condition, which is pretty crazy.
Is this the most interesting thing you've seen washed up on shore?
Oh, good question.
Oh, it's pretty fascinating, isn't it? I think possibly something that was slightly more interesting, back in the 90s, there was a container load of rubber duckies that got lost in the Pacific.
What?
And so there were about 30,000 rubber duckies drifting around the ocean, and they kept washing up all over the world. And there's a great book about it called Moby Duck, where... I know, great title, isn't
great
it?
Title.
And they talk about what happened in the ocean and the ocean currents and how they washed these ducks around, and some of them ended up in the Arctic and Europe and Africa and Asia, all over the place.
So when you find something like this being washed up, how do you track its origins? Like, if someone hasn't publicly come out and said, I lost my rubber duckies at this point, how do you track where they came from?
Well, I think that depends on what it is. So as oceanographers, we often put things in the ocean to see where they go. That's part of our job. So we'll put drifters in the ocean with little GPS tags and satellite connections and things. So if you find one of those, it'll have a little tag on it that says, please call this number to report that you've found it.
Cool.
So interesting.
Yeah, and we're always very keen to hear from people who found them.
I bet.
You know, they're valuable and we want to know where they ended up, and it's just really interesting and fun.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of all the kids who have been walking along the beach and then find a rubber ducky, like, washed up. It's like Christmas time for them. The ocean, it's so big, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this story of this surfboard travelling from Tasmania to North Queensland, it certainly grabbed our imagination.
One last question for you, Edward. If I had a message in a bottle that I wanted to put in the ocean and get to a certain point to reach a certain person, would you be able to predict the pathway and actually be able to make that happen? Or is the ocean too unpredictable for that?
Oh, that's a great question. The short answer is no. The longer answer is maybe.
The reality is, stick to Australia Post if you want to get your letter there on time. We do have to wrap it up, but we love this so much. What an interesting man you are. Dr. Edward Doddridge, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate that.
Cliffo and Gabby's podcast is the complete package. Brand new Mazda BT50. It's the only ute that's a complete package.